From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This dramatic music is the main title sequence from an acclaimed 1988 film by Stephen Frears called Dangerous Liaisons. And it's hard to imagine a movie, or a book, or a play, or an opera for that matter, with a more appropriate title. The movie is filled with liaisons, and they're all dangerous on any number of levels. Dangerous Liaisons could also have been a suitable title for today's opera, Monteverdi's The Coronation of Poppea, which is also centered on troublesome, even life-threatening relationships. But there's one fascinating difference between the movie and the opera, one that shows us how times have changed, but in unexpected ways. In the film, all the characters seem to get what's coming to them, in conventional terms of right and wrong. The innocent characters are spared from ultimate harm, the most virtuous character becomes a symbolic martyr, and the villains get their just desserts. The amoral rake, played by John Malkovich, winds up dead after a duel of honor. And the scheming marquise, played by Glenn Close, whose favorite word is cruelty, suffers what may be an even sterner fate, at least in her social circles.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
The marquise's misbehavior is revealed, and when she makes her grand entrance at the opera, she suffers a humiliating public hooting, leaving her desperate and disgraced. So the good are sanctified and rewarded, while the evil are reviled and left in oblivion. In other words, the story upholds long-time traditional values, the same values held by society at large. But not always, it seems. Monteverdi's opera dates from way back in 1643, so its take on the consequences of questionable morality must be even more severe, right? Well, not really. The opera was written in the midst of a lively intellectual debate over the relative value of spiritual ideals and sensual pleasures. And the winner might surprise you. As in the film, the opera's story is dominated by two dissolute characters, selfish lovers concerned only with satisfying their own desires. And the story also features righteous characters who suffer to uphold their principles. But they don't win out in the end. A virtuous wife is humiliated and cast aside. A noble champion of reason and civility is condemned and commits suicide. And the two flagrantly illicit lovers? Well, they wind up with exactly what they wanted. A serene moment of true bliss expressed in one of opera's most sensual duets. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear The Coronation of Poppea, Monteverdi's surprising take on the morality play in which the immoral come out on top and loyalty is trumped by lust. It comes to us from the historic and beautiful Drottningholm Court Theater in Sweden.